Good morning, everyone. It's Reese Nielsen with the Dodgers blog, Dodgers Audio, for March 13th, 2015. Day two, if you will. Just wanted to thank any of you who actually listened to the first one and came back to listen to the second one, because the first one wasn't that great. I noticed upon listening to it that I said the reality is about 4,000 times. And I'll tell you right now that the reality is, I won't say the reality is anymore. Will Ferrell played 9 positions for 9 different teams yesterday in a effort to fight cancer and raise money with the MLB. I thought that was arguably the coolest thing I've heard of, and it actually brought a fun, playful sense to what could have been kind of a bitter, awkward March spring training game between the Dodgers and their formerly beloved Matt Kemp, who was jettisoned to San Diego. And Jacques Peterson, surprise, surprise, was the difference in the game with a huge single RBI bomb to right field in the late innings to make what was considered more of an exhibition game, considering who was actually on the field for both teams. Pretty interesting and exciting and fun to watch. I will say this. They're going to need to see a lot more power from Jacques Peterson over the next 6 months for this to truly feel like it was an okay trade. But he's going to take his licks, like I said before, and the swings are going to have to just keep coming. So I say give the kid a complete 100% green light to just keep hacking until he finds himself. The spring training for this Dodgers team seems to be surprisingly understated. There aren't a lot of major headlines coming out of Dodgers camp. Maybe that's what you get from a new season with a more balanced clubhouse in terms of egos and or talent. It just doesn't seem to be the stigma this year that the Dodgers went out and bought, you know, their way to dominate the world. That everybody, all the media last year tended to have this sense that because the Dodgers were the largest payroll in the history of the sport, they were under a huge microscope and tended to have a little bit more, for a lack of better words, awkwardness around everything, just because they couldn't trip up. They were the feared ones, if you will. And so you were always kind of watching them with a close eye, whereas this year it seems like they got exactly what they wanted with all these roster moves. Not only some salary relief and a little bit more balance and depth, but now they get to fly under the radar and play in the same division as the Padres, who just sold the farm to go all in on 2015, and your defending World Series champion San Francisco Giants. So now the Dodgers are kind of like that third brother, if you could possibly consider the largest payroll in the sport still as the third little brother. But attention-wise, it seems to be a pretty legitimate thought. So, as a fan myself, I think that's incredible. I have no problem with the Dodgers being off the radar. But it's March Madness, and I wanted to talk real quick about how this has to be arguably the best time of the year for a sports fan. If you look at it, you have championship week in the NCAA basketball. So you basically have just an entire... excuse me, I'm walking by my trash guy. You have a whole slate full of every, you know, mid-major college you can think of playing for a spot, scrapping for a spot in an NCAA tournament, essentially playing for their lives. And then what you have is all of the premier programs tuning up for what is arguably the best sporting event in the world.
if you ask an American,
at least excitement-wise. And then you have Dodger spring training, so all the hardcore baseball people are tuning up their attention for what's on the docket for 2015. You've got NBA fans that are in the heat of their seeding races for the NBA playoffs. You have college baseball fans, if there are any actually out there, settled into their seasons. And you even have hockey still going on. I mean, just to think of it as kind of the crazy Black Friday part of the year, where everybody seems to be out of their homes and out on the field playing. So I just think it's really awesome. It's so many compelling storylines, so many things to discuss. But I can't stress enough that the Dodger blog will still be about baseball once baseball has actually started. I'm not one to extremely try to blur the lines between this blog and then become Mr. Sports Blogger guy and then like try to have all the topics in the world and pretend like I understand any other teams other than the ones that I'm hyperly obsessive about. But it's one of those things where, you know, there's really not any actual baseball being played on TV unless you have like some fancy package that's giving you a spring training game, and nobody's actually watching those. Even hardcore baseball fans aren't watching those. Most compelling stuff in the last 48 hours has been the NFL offseason. It's been about a decade since you've heard of, you know, guys getting traded straight up one for one from one team to another. Big name guys, like quarterbacks and stuff like that. It's kind of awesome. Feels kind of old school. I love Chip Kelly being the catalyst, too. Good old Chip, being my boy from back in Oregon, gets to the NFL and starts effing stuff up with his reckless trading. People in Philadelphia, if they didn't already have bald heads because their sports team sucks, they've pulled the rest of the hair out now because they have no clue what he's doing. But guess what? Ding, ding, ding. This morning, DeMarco Murray sends a 5-year, 40-some-odd mil with 20 guaranteed. DeMarco Murray just led the league in rushing yards last year. Why would anyone leave one of the best offensive lines in the NFL in Dallas to go play for the Philadelphia Eagles? Oh, that's right. Because Chip Kelly traded his starting star quarterback for Sam Bradford, once upon a time was a Heisman, but essentially is now running on two bionic legs, ACL surgeries twice in the last two seasons, is essentially just, you know, dealing with a lot of shit, and all of a sudden he's like, wait, I'm the starting quarterback of Philly? And, okay, who am I handing the ball off to? DeMarco Murray. Hey, I was your roommate in college back in the day. We're homies. Let's do this thing up in Philly and play for Chip Daddy. Boom. Best rusher in the league just leaves for Philadelphia. Maybe Chip Kelly knows what he's doing, or maybe he's just a good old lucky Irishman who fell ass backward into a pot of gold. Either way, what a day for the Philadelphia Eagles. I'm almost all in. As a sports fan, I'm pretty loyal, and I pretty much hate bandwagoning. Like, I there's nothing I despise more than bandwagoning. In particular, maybe the last 5 years, the San Francisco Giants fan base tripling, or the LA Kings all of a sudden having fans in the city of LA. Anyways, I digress. I think I might bandwagon. I think I might jump on board and get all in on this Eagles team and then just have them be, you know, my team. I don't have an NFL team, never really have. I give my NFL passion and my, you know, my blood, sweat, and tears is for University of Oregon football, but, and obviously Dodgers baseball. So here's the deal. Dodgers baseball, not begun, but spring training was only interesting because Will Ferrell happened to be playing every position. He pitched for the Dodgers. It was the only time pitching in his 9 different innings and 9 different positions was pitching for the boys in blue. I'd like to say that I got Ron Burgundy and Clayton Kershaw on my rotation. Sounds pretty good to me, right? All right, everybody. That's it for a long, full day of Friday Dodgers audio. I'm going to head out to Palm Springs, enjoy some weather, and play some golf. Peace!